Daily News via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman. U.S. President Donald Trump acknowledged he would move next week to trigger a snapback of sanctions on Iran at the United Nations, talking to reporters one day after the U.N. Security Council rejected a U.S. bid to extend a U.N. arms embargo on Iran. He said, quote, "You'll be watching it next week," end quote. The United States has threatened to trigger a return of all U.N. sanctions on Iran using a provision in a 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and world powers known as snapback, even though Trump abandoned the accord in 2018. Diplomats have said the United States would face a tough, messy battle in any such move. Mr. Trump also said he would, quote, probably not participate in an online summit proposed by his Russian counterpart, Vladimir Putin. The Russian president called Friday for an online summit with the five permanent Security Council members, plus Germany, over a possible extension of the international embargo on arms sale to Tehran. And U.S. President Donald Trump's younger brother, Robert Trump, has died after being hospitalized in New York. He was 71. In a statement, the president called his brother his best friend. He says he died Saturday night. Mr. Trump visited his brother at a New York City hospital on Friday after White House officials said he had become seriously ill. The youngest of Trump's siblings remained close to the president. As recently as June, Robert Trump filed a lawsuit on behalf of the Trump family that unsuccessfully sought to stop publication of a tell-all book by the president's niece. And the United States is calling for a transparent and credible investigation into the massive port blast in Beirut that killed 178 people. The devastating explosion occurred on August 4th, and authorities say it was caused by more than 2,000 tons of ammonium nitrate, which had been unsafely stored at the port for 7 years.